Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking this week about what's your sign. And we're basing that off of back in Luke chapter 23, and verses 35 through 38, where Jesus, when he was on the cross, they had nailed a sign to him above his head there that said, "This is the King of the Jews." And when I ask what your sign, I'm not talking about your zodiac sign, okay? Don't believe in that stuff. And unfortunately, I know a lot of people do. But I'm talking about those signs that are mental signs. They're not physical signs, but like the one Jesus had placed above his head where they were trying to humiliate him, saying, "Yeah, if you're a king, what are you doing up here on this cross?" And they wrote it in three different languages to add a little injury or insult to his injury, as pain, excruciating pain he was going through. And, you know, yet we all wear signs, you know, titles, such as, you know, maybe you're a son or you're a daughter, you're a mom, a dad, you're a husband or a wife, you're single, you're married, you're divorced, you're widowed, you're an employee or you're retired or you're unemployed. You know, we all wear different hats, or we have signs that we'd like to wear, like I'm skinny, I'm rich, you know, maybe I'm tall, or maybe you'd rather be shorter. And then there are signs that the enemy wants us to wear. You know, you're stupid, you're a loser, you're a failure, your life, the situation you're dealing with right now, it's hopeless. And yet Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And so we looked at some signs that Jesus wore going up to the cross. One, that he was hurting, obviously excruciating physical pain, but he also was going through emotional pain because his guys, the disciples, the 12 guys he did life with, they had abandoned him, especially Peter, one of his inner three, denied him not once, not twice, but three times, which, of course, Jesus had predicted that. And we talked about that yesterday as one of those signs that wasn't a physical sign like the King of the Jews sign, but Jesus had that sign, obviously, that he was hurting both physically and emotionally. He also wore a sign of forgiving. He said, "Father," from the cross, being nailed to a cross with a crown of thorns on his head, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," to the people that were standing around the cross, that were mocking him, the soldiers that gambled for his clothes that he had left, and then even the criminal, one of the criminals on his side said to him, you know, mocking him, if you're a king, if you're the Messiah, do something to save us. And yet Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Another sign we talked about yesterday, that it's not a physical sign like the King of Jews sign that was nailed over Jesus' head, but a sign that he carried in his heart and his mind was family. He was concerned about his mom and said to John, you know, "Please look after my mom." And John did do that. Another sign that Jesus carried to the cross and on the cross, and was he was obedient. He was obedient. You know, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and was deeply troubled and distressed, it says in Mark chapter 14, verse 33 through 36. And he told him, "My soul was crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little further and fell to the ground. He prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by. "Abba, Father," he cried, "everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Friends, make no mistake about it. You know, I know Easter, it's already been gone, but I just feel like we have to remember all that Jesus went through. And I'm so thankful for the resurrection, but I'm also so thankful that we could learn in Jesus' life before the cross and on the cross on how we can handle painful situations in our lives. And this is my hero, Wayne Smith, used to say, he said, you know, "God had only one son without sin, no son without sorrow." And I know a lot of people that are hurting today. It's the most I've ever seen in my 20 years of doing ministry. More people discouraged and hurting physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. And yet, I'm so thankful that because the tomb was empty and that Jesus was alive, that there's always hope. But also know that your Savior knows what it's like when you hurt physically, emotionally, and mentally, because he went through it on the cross. And yet he was obedient to do what God asked him to do. And yet, you know, a lot of us know the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But if I'm honest, and if you're honest, most of the time I kind of tweak that prayer a little bit and say, "My will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And yet Jesus said, "No, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. And if this is the cross I have to bear," and he did, okay, "then I will do it because it's going to bring glory and honor to you." And maybe that's where you are right now. You feel like you're bearing a cross. And I want you to know that Jesus understands. He totally understands. And that's why we do Hope is Here, to let you know you're not alone. And that because you hurt, God hurts. And Jesus, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, he knows what it's like to hurt. It goes on to say in John chapter 19, verses 10 through 11, Jesus, Pilate, you know, before he went to the cross, Pilate said, "Why don't you talk to me? Don't you realize I have the power to release you or crucify you?" Then Jesus responded, "You would have no power over me at all unless it was given to you from above. So the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." Jesus hardly said anything during the interrogation, and when they took him, you know, these fake courts that they set up to try to get him arrested and then crucified. But finally, he had to let Pilate and everybody know, "You know what? Hey, I'm doing this because I'm being obedient. You may think you have the power, but at the end of the day, my God, my Heavenly Father, he has power, but I am willingly laying down my life today." And friends, maybe that's where you're at today, and Jesus, you're like where Jesus is at. You're just saying, "Okay, Lord, I don't understand the situation in my life, with my work, with my marriage, with my children, my health, but you know what? I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to willingly just follow you 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time." But I want to ask you, you know, we've talked about these signs of hurting, forgiving, family, obedient, that Jesus modeled for us. And I want to ask you, which sign are you wearing today? You know, Jesus had the two criminals, one on his right, one on his left. Or are you like one of them that was kind of bitter, had a sign that, you know, "Hey, I'm bitter," as he yelled at Jesus. "So you're the Messiah. Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." You imagine the tone of sarcasm in that criminal's voice? Or you're wearing that sign like Jesus had, "King of the Jews." Maybe you feel like you're wearing that sign. It says that sign was placed over him, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, so everybody could read him in a language they would understand. You know, maybe you're like, "Man, that's where I'm at. I'm just being humiliated today. I feel like nobody has my back. I'm insulted. I know people are talking about behind my back at work. Family members don't even feel like my friends have my back right now." And Jesus understands. He was completely abandoned at the cross. Or maybe you're thankful today. You know, one of the criminals actually spoke up after the other criminal was bitter and kind of said, "Jesus, do something if you really are the Messiah." And the other criminal simply said, "You know, don't you fear God when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." And then he said, "Jesus, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And I'm so thankful for Jesus' response. I think it's one of the most important statements in the Bible. And I know that's a powerful statement I just said, but notice Jesus' response. And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." Didn't say, "Let me think about it. Let me pray about it. Let me get back with you." He said, "No, today you will be with me in paradise." And friends, the reason I think that's such an important statement, too many of us think that if we do enough good things, God will love us more. Or if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you think, "Well, if I do more good things and quote bad things, then I'll get in." And yet I've met with so many people in my 20 years of ministry that maybe they've accepted Jesus, but they're just worried that they're going to be able to get into heaven because, you know, they've said, I've also done some wrong things. And after we've talked about it, if you ask God for forgiveness for those, and 99% of the time they have, there's been a handful of times that people haven't with those numerous conversations I've had. But then I said, well, we can talk to God and Jesus about that right now. And we ask for forgiveness for mistakes and selfish things that we did because we all have done them. And then I asked him to repeat that great confession. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. And he's my Lord. And he's my Savior. And without fail, when they get to that last part, he's my Lord. And when they get to the part, he's my Savior, often they can't hardly finish the he's my Savior. Or when they say it, their lips quivering. And always people have tears in their eyes and often just streaming down their face when they get to the part of he's my Savior. Because friends, we can't save ourselves. And that's why I think that's so important when Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Because this man humbled himself and said, hey, I need a Savior. I know that, you know what, I can't get to heaven on my own. And don't get me wrong, we want to honor God with our one and only lives. And the Bible says, without works, our faith is dead. And I get that. And man, trust me, I'm all about being the hands and feet of Jesus. But I also think some of us are busy doing things for God and not just spending time being with God. And I think somebody today listening had to hear that. And I'm thankful in John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. I'm thankful he didn't say, I am finished. You know, he just said, it is finished, doing what God called him to do, accepting that death upon the cross. And he was obedient and faithful, and he wasn't bitter. And he accepted what his role was. And friends, this side of heaven, just to be honest with you, there's a lot of things as a minister of the gospel now for over 20 years that I don't understand. But I do know this, that this is not our home. And that one day we'll all be pain-free. No cancer, no bankruptcy, no divorce, no sexual predators, okay? And I'm just so thankful that day's coming. And I'm so thankful that the tomb was empty. And because of that, the sign that I hope that you're going to wear today and the rest of this year, okay, until we get to next Easter, is simply the sign, I am redeemed. You know, we've been talking about Jesus had that sign over the cross and some of these invisible signs that we all wear in our mind and heart. But, man, I just, in my spirit, I think it's so important that you just wear a sign every day. In fact, I typed it out and put it on a little, like, 2x4 piece of cardstock with it typed up to have in my bathroom mirror saying, I am redeemed because of the blood of Jesus and because of the cross and because the tomb was empty. If I come to God and say, I need you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior, I am redeemed. And unfortunately, I've had gift cards and things that I've not redeemed and they've expired. And friends, maybe today you need to just say that out loud and rededicate your life and say that you believe that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's your Lord and he's your Savior. And say, I am redeemed because of Jesus. And say that throughout the day. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. And know that there's always hope because of Jesus. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.